So good morning. Good morning. Good morning, my friends. Thank you for joining me. Now, this is Kick of the Day with Spirit. Let's talk sense. Let's talk sense with myself, your host, Susanna Medium. And I tell you what, this is just so very exciting. My voice is going. I'm so excited to be here. So here we go. Let me just find a quiet spot here for you so we can start our show, Kick of the Day with Spirit. Now, I was really thinking of, shall we call it Kick of the Day with Spirit, in case some people might think, oh, we are going to kick more than just spirit here. But here we go. We are bringing ourselves alive, because today is another wonderful day. We are going to make it wonderful. We are going to create it wonderful, beautiful, empowering, enlightening, motivational, intentional, powerful, punchy. We are going to kick off the day with spirit. So let's talk sense. Now, if you are new to my channel, my goodness me, my voice. Excuse me. Now, if you are new to this conversation, thanks very much for joining me. I am your show host, Susanna Medium. And my goodness me, this is very exciting to come to you live doing an on-air show here in the morning. Today is the, what is the day? Today is the Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2024. Now, here we go. We are all settled. We are all here. So let's see. Kick off the day with spirit. So what this show is about. You see, I've been planning to come here and do something in the mornings. In fact, earlier in the mornings, because as I speak to you right now, it is 8 o'clock, just past 8 o'clock in the morning. And honestly, I've been thinking about to come here earlier, much earlier of the day, of the morning, so that I can catch more of you and more of you can catch this conversation. And you just never know what we are going to create in this space. Now, I am live here on my server, Podbean Live, but then whichever station, whichever platform you are listening right now, either live or replay, thanks very much for being here. Thanks for being here. We're together. Thanks for being here. And let's see where we are going to go. I tell you what, I am waking up. I am also waking up with you. So, wow, let's go. Let's create something really powerful here. So as I told you right now, I'm going to be here earlier. That is the aim. And yes, it's going to be every day. That's my aim. So if you are new to the station, new to the conversation here, make sure that you like, you follow the page wherever you are so that you can be notified when it happens. And we will see how we are settling into this energy to do anything in the morning. I usually don't do spiritual conversations in the morning, most certainly not in the morning. But then, hey, why not kick off the day with spirit? You know, spirit is always alive. We are always alive, whether we are awakened or asleep, but we are here. You know, our spirit, our soul is with us. We are it. So here we go. There is a reason why we are having this conversation early in the morning. I can have a few ideas, but if you are joining me, feel free to comment, send our message live on Podbean. You can see as I'm talking to you, there's a comment section, a chat box. You can send me your questions. You can send me your messages. And then also you can email me to hello@susannamedium.com, where I'm able to read your messages. And then a little bit later, oh, I tell you what, I'm so excited to just give you a little bit later, there will be something else in addition to this kind of setup, this show. So I can't wait to tell you about that. But then we are not ready to set that one up or launch it. But then just stay tuned. Stay here. You know, kick off the day. Right now, we are going to kick off the day with spirit. So while I'm talking about spirit, a lot of us are waking up in the morning by the alarm clock, by the sound, by the gentle sound or the crazy sound of our alarm clock. And then we might think, oh dear, I overslept. Oh dear, I need a little bit more sleep. Oh dear, something is going on. Oh my dear, I need to rush. And we are immediately in our physical reality. Now, what happens when we are immediately in our physical reality? Because, of course, we need to get ready. We need to get our teas, our coffees, the children, the school bags, the school runs, our clothes, our work ready, everything, our mindset ready. But then what happens when we are in that doing mode, in our doing mode? Are we aware who we are? Are we aware of why we are here on this earth? Are we aware of what we are going to do today? Are we aware of anything? Are we creating anything? Are we being intentional? some people might be. If you are writing your list the night before and you know what you are going to juggle through the day, then you might be intentional. But then again, that is something to do with your doing side, your doing energy. But I tell you, my lovely friend, I tell you that there's a different energy, different conversation about being yourself, being your own light, knowing who you are, and then from that space, creating your day. Or in fact, you do not need to create anything. You just step in that realm and gracefully and peacefully and calmly and expressing all your potentials, you are walking through, you are gliding through your day. And oh, by the end of the night and by the end of the evening, you will see what difference you are creating with that. So here we go. That's why we are here. Kick off the day with spirit. Let's talk sense to give you some inspiration, some insight. You never know what you are going to hear. Maybe you are going to take on some advice. You are hearing a conversation. You are listening to somebody else's question. And then you will get inspired. You will have something. You will hear something. You will know something. You will recognize something. So that is a place where I'm inviting you to join me. Join me here every single day, somewhere between 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, excuse me, in the morning. Yes, we are waking up in the morning to have a short spiritual conversation with your show host, Susanna Medium. Now, this is a time where I would play a jingle or I would play a piece of music, but right now I cannot do that. So here we go. You can pause, you can put some music on and come back in 15 seconds after you have juggled yourself, but most certainly get your cup ready, come and join me and ask your questions. So you see, I started the day, you are starting the day. And then as I said, you know, a lot of us can just run around and jump around and really going immediately soon after waking up or immediately waking up in the morning, we are jumping into our doing suit. The suit, what we are really familiar with, and we might have not experienced or explored anything else. But then, my lovely friend, this is my invitation. Take a breath. Take a breath. Maybe, just maybe, this is the very first time you are actually pausing a little bit in the morning. And just notice what is available for you when you are pausing and when you are taking a breath. Isn't this just wonderful? Wonderful. You are hearing maybe all the sounds around you, inside you. Just pause a little bit, take a breath. And you see, in this space, in this quiet moment, only 20 seconds, I notice what your senses are doing. Just notice where your eyes are gliding to, what point, what focal point you are noticing. You are putting your eye, your direction, where are you going? What are you noticing? Maybe you are noticing something around you, immediately in your environment. Maybe a place in your room which needs to be tidied up. Maybe suddenly you remember to do something. Then you notice something over there on the side. Maybe suddenly you remember you need to finish your ironing. Or maybe you are wondering as you are looking through your window that, oh, the garden needs to be done. Oh, I am hearing the birds singing outside. Or, oh, it's going to be a brighter and sunnier day today. Maybe you are hearing the sense of stillness around your head. Isn't it just wonderful? So allow yourself to be in this space, your space, yourself, your personal space. That is not just your space, but then your time, your zone, whichever name you want to give to this experience, give yourself that grace, that peacefulness, that moment of air and flare and gratitude and calmness of the boundedness of the beauties which you are holding within yourself, inside and outside. Isn't that just beautiful? Take a breath. Wonderful, wonderful. So here we go. Kick off the day with spirit. Let's talk sense. Immediately, you see this is available for you. Just notice this 1 minute. What did you sense in your physical body? What went through your mind? What emotions you might have experienced? Just notice yourself. Just notice. That's your sense. This is you. Let's talk about that. In fact, I'm not going to talk more about that, but then this is just a little exercise for you, my lovely friend, to come and join me. And you will have a little meditation, little chat, little spiritual chat, enjoying your teas and coffees while you're allowing me here on Kick of the Day with Spirit. Let's Talk Sense, part of our podcast series, our talk show, Let's Talk Spirit, with your host, Susanna Medium. And this is, again, where I would play a jingle. So here we go. So my invitation to you, as I started, you know, we can wake up with our minds and bodies being all over the place, immediately scattered, doing things, running around, following our lists, trying to remember to call people, trying to find our car keys, find whatever we need to find, take the rubbish out, all those various things. So we are immediately running. So my invitation is just pause. This is available for you, your thing, your very own thing that you are breathing and you are present in your body is there for you. That's you. So let me know how you are getting on with your own breathing just today. Just give yourself the grace of peacefulness and calmness to be yourself, to be your sense, to start talking sense to yourself and about yourself. So here we go. So what I'm going to do now here is that I'm going to bring us a oracle card. As you might be following, might have followed my work, I am not using tarot cards. In fact, I'm selling off my tarot cards. If you are interested in any of my tarot cards, get in touch, send me an email to hello@susannamedium.com, and I will be happy to send you a picture, although that might be out of my hands, all those decks. But here we go. So they are out of my hands, but then I have just shuffled a wonderful deck, which is the Gaia Oracle cards by Tony Carmine Salerno. Absolutely beautiful, quite large, bigger cards. Maybe one day I will talk about why I like using the cards. But then here we go. As I shuffle the card for today, for today's inspiration, one card fell out. And then this is called Lost Love. Lost Love. Surrender, hearing, and release. These are the keywords here with number 38. No, 35. My apologies. 35. Lost Love. Surrender. Allow yourself to have the healing energy, the healing vibes run through, or just very gently glide through your body and release the energy, release what is not serving you. So you see how wonderful we were just taking a breathing exercise here. We were just breathing and we were surrendering to our physical reality, to our morning rush, to our morning craziness, jumping around and so on. Immediately, we are bringing the healing vibes into ourselves, into our heart. And then we are releasing that energy, the concern that my day can be very, very challenging and busy and confusing. And we might have all the conversations, the big things coming to us. But then we are not knowing how to respond sensibly and soulfully to the life's challenges and conversations, unless we take charge, unless we are feeling ourselves, we are feeling our own breathing, we are being present to ourselves. So what a beautiful card. What a beautiful card. It features a woman who is lying on the top of the surface of the water. Looks like a very still lake or part of the sea or something, like a water, beautiful scenery. And above her, we see the full moon shining and surrounded by beautiful dark blue colors. Color, the various colors of the greens and blues. You see, my mind is just jumping here with the colors. So lost love. You might be thinking, have I lost my love? What is she talking about, lost love? Do I need to think of somebody I lost or somebody lost me? Where is the love? But in fact, we are talking about ourselves, the love and respect and then the gracefulness of what we all have. And we might have not been present here because we lost it. We lost it because we are running around in our lives. And then we are making ourselves busy. And then we have a lot of mind conversations. And then we are going crazy. And by the end of the day, we are running off our feet and being exhausted and finding that we have not had time for ourselves. We haven't talked spirit. That sounds interesting. But here we go. Lost love. So find yourself, find your own sense, surrender to your physical reality, surrender to your physical challenges, the daily task and the list of things to do, the people, the conversations, all the things coming to your way. And then bring that moment of peacefulness to yourself. Release what is not serving you. Just take a breath. Just take a breath again. And then immediately, that's a moment of reference that I am worthy, I am deserving, I am here, I am alive, and I am in this very moment able to change the transcript of my daily schedule, the energy of my daily prompts, my daily tasks. So here we go. Kick off the day with spirit. Let's talk sense. This was our early morning. I'm saying early morning show here on Tuesday the 10th. Was it Tuesday? Oh, sorry. The Wednesday of the 10th of April 2024. I will sort out my articles here. So it is Wednesday the 10th of April 2024. And then if you are interested in this little morning chit chats or any of our talk shows here on Let's Talk Spirit, your live conversation, live podcast, Let's Talk Spirit with your show host, Susanna Medium. Feel free to send us an email to hello@susannamedium.com and subscribe to this conversation. I am able to read your questions live as I speak to you right now on podbean.com, and then you find Let's Talk Spirit, and then you can ask your questions, you can post your questions, and I'm able to read everything in front of me. Alternatively, you go to Facebook, and then you find Susanna Medium, the page called Susanna Medium. It is a brand new conversation, Susanna Medium, and we will create one for Let's Talk Spirit as well. So here we go. But then to be on the safe side, come to me here on podbean.com and then you find me as Let's Talk Spirit. So here we go, my lovely friends. I hope you have enjoyed this little conversation, a little short chat to inspire you and really just to remind yourself that you've got your lungs to take a breath and then you've got your mind to change the path and the track of your crazy lives, and then really bringing your energy back to yourself. The card or the message what we received today was surrender to the healing power of the energies, to your higher dimensional energies, and release what is not serving you so that you are starting the day powerfully empowered, inspirational, yummy, excited, energized, empowered, bringing the energy forward. Anything what you want to create, and then you will see that from that space you will have a very, very different energy and different conversation coming to you today. So thanks for being here. I enjoyed talking to you, and then I tell you what, we are going to sign off and we are going to be back here tomorrow morning a little bit earlier. Expect us being here at about 6:30 a.m. or 7 o'clock, 7:15 a.m. GMT time. So it might be a little bit early for our American friends, but then you can always find this as a replay. And then also on YouTube, you can find me as Susanna Medium and Susanna Medium and Let's Talk Spirit. Everything is there. But here we go. I'm saying bye-bye to you. So here we go. Have a wonderful, wonderful day and speak to you tomorrow.